today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio from Iran. Be with us. The topic that which today we're going to concern about is importance of secrecy. I mean, keeping things secret in Islamic viewpoint. So be with us.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Today's Sunday is the 25th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we listen a verse of one of the chapters of the Holy Quran for today. We choose verse 4 of chapter Tahrim.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. In tatuba ila Allah faqad sagat qulubukuma. وَإِن تَظَاهَرَا عَلَيْهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ.
If you two wives repent to Allah, it is best, for your hearts have deviated. But if you cooperate against Him, then indeed Allah is His protector, and Gabriel and the righteous of the believers and the angels, moreover, are His assistants.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Addressed to the two wives of the Prophet of Islam, who had conspired in the mentioned plot, the blessed verse is saying, if you repent and refrain from hurting the noble Prophet, it will be better for you, since by doing such act, your hearts have turned away from truth and have become impure by committing sins.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He.
As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Importance of secrecy, or keeping things secret from the Islamic viewpoints. Prohibition of revealing secrets. Revealing secrets do not mean that people attempt to defame others and to travel their concealed affairs and transgress or violate their privacy. The main feature of revealing one's secret is the revealing of the kind of information of affairs that people avoid from relieving them or prefer denying them over revealing or publicizing of them. One of the God's attributes is his sin covering, and the Creator covers people's shameful acts and misbehaviors, and he knows covering of people's faults as a responsibility of all people and loves fault-covering people.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. This is Ali, your host, from IRB English Radio, and we shall be with you, inshallah, in our today's show, with our topic that is secrecy and how to keep secrets. Solutions such as silence and reticence, mastering the nerves, avoiding envy and resentment, avoiding showing off and flattery have been mentioned as some, let's say, tactics to keep secrets. Weakness of ego, talkativeness, inferiority complex, friendship and camaraderie, becoming sentimental are known as the causes of revealing secrets. Talkative people, in order to satiate the desire to talk about everything and convey their findings to others, actually is kind of work that leads to uncovering the secrets of people. A secret is something that should be hidden in the heart and something that should be kept hidden or told to special people. Keeping secrets should be learned from God, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is aware of the deeds, states, behavior, faults, and sins of his servants more and earlier than everyone and anyone. But his meekness, his tolerance, his veiling, and secrecy are more than everyone in the creation. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Answering this question, we have this short part. Why we keep so many secrets? What secrets do people keep? A secret doesn't have to be extreme. Many people keep their political and religious views under wraps, especially when they behave no one else will agree with them. Some people hide their finances, whether they have a lot more or a lot less than others think. Likewise, behaviors in general can be a private matter. Some secrets we keep don't hurt us. They're nobody else's business anyway. But others weigh heavily on our minds, and these are the ones that harm us over time. The secrets people commonly keep can be grouped into basic categories. These range from infidelity to job dissatisfaction, from desires to behavior, and from having had an experience to pursuing an unusual hobby.
والإكرام يا إلهي فاعف عني واهدني ولا تتركني.
We have very good tips here. How to keep a secret. Ask how long you must keep the secret. It might be easier to keep a secret if you only have to keep it for a certain length of time. If you are expected to keep the secret forever, that is good to know up front as well. Another tip is finding out if you are allowed to tell anyone else. When you are told the secret, ask if it is okay to tell anyone else, like your sibling or a spouse. Asking if it is okay to tell can help you avoid an uncomfortable situation in which the person is upset with you. If you know you will tell someone like a spouse, be upfront with that information and warn the person that you are going to tell someone else. You may want to warn them about this before they tell you the secret.
Keeping secrets others have entrusted us with is part of our duty. We would be committing grave injustice by leaking what we held in confidence. Many take this for granted, thinking that the password is don't tell anybody, but yet even that is a sin. It destroys good relations and wreaks havoc in society. My dear brothers and sisters, know that a secret is a kind of trust, amana. And thus a kind of contract or covenant which must be kept. It is necessary to be harsh with those who disclose them because they are betraying a trust and breaking their promise. Allah the Almighty says, and fulfill every covenant. Verily, the covenant will be questioned about. So if keeping secrets is obligatory, then disclosing them is prohibited, haram. The Prophet told a secret to his wives and entrusted them with it, but they disclosed the secret, and Allah rebuked them for that. Allah the Almighty says, and remember, when the Prophet disclosed a matter in confidence to one of his wives, and she told it to another, and Allah made it known to him, he informed part thereof and left a part. And when he told her thereof, she said, who told you this? He said, the All-Knower, the All-Aware, Allah has told me. Then Allah the Most High says, if you too, wives of the Prophet, turn in repentance to Allah, it will be better for you. Your hearts are indeed so inclined to oppose what the Prophet likes. But if you help one another against him, meaning Prophet Muhammad, then verily Allah is his Mawla, Lord or Master, Protector, and Jibreel, and the righteous among the believers. And furthermore, the angels are his helpers.
I'm sure you agree with me. It's a nice topic to discuss, to know more about it. So inshallah, we'll continue on the next episode of today's special. Till then, that is tomorrow. Allah keep all of you sound and safe. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي